Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
This is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I'm zooming in here with Rosalie Brown down in L.A. And I'm actually looking out the window and there's sunshine. So we're recording this on Wednesday. So we're in that weather window of sunshine that we're going to have. And then the rain begins again tomorrow or tonight and then throughout the weekend. So which we need the rain. That's great. But yeah, I'll stop right there. We need the rain and the snow. So yep. Yeah.
So we're also, yeah. So I don't think that I think you're missing the mark though. So I'm just going to course correct you. So we're in that time between Christmas and New Year's where nothing makes sense. I don't know what day it is. I literally was like, am I working this week? I don't remember what I'm doing. Like, I don't even know what's going on. So that's been weird.
We closed the business down, but yeah. No rest for the wicked. Some of us have to keep working through the week. I know I had a 2-hour meeting yesterday myself, but now this, and yeah, maybe this will be it though. This is my last thing for the week.
Yeah. Well, so the fire alarm just went off. So I'm just going to, can you hear it?
I can hear that.
Oh, okay. I should probably
breakfast done?
Yeah, right. There's
breakfast
been
is ready. That's always our. That's always a key for breakfast is ready in our house. Yeah.
My dog is losing his mind right now. Okay, good. So it stopped. Sorry about that. I'm hoping no one can hear that. So you know that's a good segue.
It was very subtle.
What my Christmas was like. Well, there's two things to talk about with that. So first off, woke up Christmas morning. You know, I get up early because the dog has got, you know, needs or whatever. And so I was up early and I don't have small children anymore, which is fine. So I'm up with the dog and fire alarm at 7:23 goes off and it goes off for 25 minutes.
And on Christmas morning?
Yeah. And all I could think to myself was, I am so glad I don't have small kids because you know how mad I would be if like, cause you know, there's a whole lot of like running around. There's a whole Santa situation. There's all this chaos Christmas morning, right?
Oh yeah.
To throw that
and you
in.
You stayed up late the night before getting things together. Yeah.
So then, so of course, you know, there was an emergency and then the very next day on the 26th at exactly 7:23 AM, it went off again. And I was like, yeah, someone's like either the programming is off or like someone's a jackass in this building, whatever. So there was quite a bit of a kerfuffle around that. But what I did, and I will advise anyone who has this, and you're going to like lose your mind, and my insurance friend, Kevin Cookson, if he listens, will lose his mind and say, don't listen to me. Okay, here's the thing. Here's what I did. Here's what I've done. Okay, so, it's going on again. It's off. Okay. So what I've done is I've taken Swiffers, 3 to 4, you know, those Swiffers that go, the little cloth things that are kind of, cotton-y. I've taken probably 3 to 4 and, because I live in an apartment for the first time in my adult life, there are, these mandated like fire alarms, like, speakers, right? And so there's one literally inside my bedroom. And one that is outside the other bedroom, like in the hallway.
Right.
And it's meant to be loud so that, you know, no matter what's going on, you can hear it. But it was so loud and piercing that my dog would like have a heart attack. And it's so bad. So I took, anyway, long story short, I took Swiffers and put, I think, 3 to 4. And I took packing tape and I put them over the speaker. And then
I know where you're going with this.
And then, and then on top of that, I also had some canvas art that looked really nice when I first put it up, but now one sits over my speaker, it's back on, and the other canvas is on. So now my canvas art is on top of the Swiffers, on top of the speakers, and honestly, you can still hear the fire alarm, but it is taking the tone down to a level.
Right.
That you're still going to hear it and it might even show up on this recording and I apologize, but it
you could barely hear it. You could hear a little bit. Yeah.
It doesn't make you feel like you have to jump out the window because it was literally so piercing that it was unlivable. So I still hear the fire alarm when they are doing whatever it is they're doing. But it's not killing me. So don't do what I do because
don't
I know
do do.
All my insurance people.
It is a DIY total hack.
Yeah. But I had to get the volume down. I mean, it was literally like you could have a heart attack. I mean, you could have a heart attack. So I can still hear the alarm. I don't want to rip my ears out. And that's how I've dealt with it. So
and no your dog's not jumping through the window. So
right.
That's
he's still
a win-win. But yeah.
Yes, he's still very upset about it and he doesn't like it, but he can manage it where so anyway, so for so who knows, this might come on about 6 or 7 more times before our show's over. So that's what I'm dealing with. But it is that weird time between Christmas and Thanksgiving or New Year's. I don't even know what day it is. And it is sunny today. It's going to be something else in about 24 hours. And I've got this weird throat thing going on, like, ooh, sore throat. But I think I told you it's because the weather temperatures keep jumping.
Right.
Like, it was 80 for us on Christmas. 80.
Right. 80 I heard.
Days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah. Nuts. Cold everywhere else. I mean, unfortunately, California wasn't as freezing as most other places, but oh my goodness. Yeah. It's been kind of a ride with all the illnesses and stuff from the get togethers. And I know, you know, we struggled through it. I think we talked about it last week. And, you know, we had a couple hospitalizations in our office because of the flu. And yeah, it's been kind of crazy. And I finally feeling better. But then, of course, you know, my wife, Betty, was fine for 5 days and now she's got it. So she's not feeling great and cursing me because I'm always like patient zero. I'm the one that brought COVID home. I'm the one that brought the flu home. So yeah.
You might have been, you actually, behind closed doors, you've been blamed for the Christmas party ground zero too, just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I'm
quite aware.
Okay, I want to keep it honest. I've heard you called patient zero recently. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's possible. It could have been Andrew.
I mean, you know, everything's possible. Like I know I was before that person said anything about that, but I did do some research on trying to figure out, because I'm a dork and I like doing research, but trying to figure out where you get sick. And how difficult it is with the flu. Like COVID is, you can kind of get a good idea, you know, but even COVID now, since you've got so many asymptomatic people out there, it's really hard to tell. And the flu is really difficult because it's not just airborne. You could have picked it up. You know, I could have picked it up off a dish, you know, a door handle, or anybody could have picked it up. So we just, you know, it's so hard to say. But yeah, we had 10 people sick from that. 10 out of 20 attendants to our party, Christmas party, got sick. Yeah.
So the odds were good that you were taking COVID home or the flu home.
High level of probability that, yeah, if you came to our Christmas party, you were taking the flu back to your house. Yeah.
That's a gift that keeps giving, isn't it?
Yeah, and we had one 53-year-old that was hospitalized and one 22-year-old that was hospitalized for respiratory issues and had to be put on oxygen. So yeah, it's been an interesting holiday season this year. But you kind of, I read about the fact that we probably would have a really bad year with flu and such because of the fact that we've been so good about masking and things like that. So I made sure to get my flu shot and so did my wife. So hopefully, you know, I think I still recommend you guys, if you haven't gotten your flu shot, you might want to get it. I'm hoping that it might have kept the symptoms down because I know for myself, it wasn't that bad. It was just tiring, but I didn't feel like I was going to die like I have in the past with the flu.
You know? Well, we're glad you're still here because, you know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I wanted to bring something up though that I saw this morning, and I asked you about it off air to make sure you could answer it on air.
Oh,
because
yeah.
as much as I do love to like zing you, like I try to be, I'm trying to gently go into 2023 being the same lovable person with a little bit less. Well, that's a lie. I'm going to be the same person as always. But
what are you talking about?
I know, right? I am who I am. No. So I wanted to ask you this question because I was scrolling on my phone this morning and I saw this question came up and I thought, that's fascinating. So I was accidentally on Reddit. I don't ever go there on purpose. And someone had said, hey, I have a question. When I put on my hot water tap, there's my water's gray and kind of, you know, cloudy. And when the water is room temperature or cold, it's clear. And I was like, huh, that sounds like that could be a little disturbing. So I thought I'd ask you, because I'm sure someone out there has had this experience. And so I know there's a explanation for it.
When you read it, so I mean, you can kind of fill us in a little bit, and I can take it from there a little bit longer, further.
Well, you're the plumber; you go right ahead. Okay. I'm just background so, noise. I'm just background.
So typically, that is just that cloudy, milky kind of aesthetic to hot water. It's typically just air bubbles, and it can even happen on cold water, but it does happen quite often with hot water. And if you do find that you have cloudy water, when you pull it off the tap, when you draw off the tap, put the glass on the table or on the counter and let it stand for a few minutes and see what happens. If it dissipates, if all the air bubbles just pop and you don't see anything at the bottom of the water, at the bottom of your glass, then you know it's just air bubbles because they just literally float to the surface and pop. And that has, you know, it's air. It's not a bad thing. If those particulates fall out of solution and drop to the bottom of the glass, then you know you've got some sediment issues. Because I've also seen that where, you know, you can have, especially with well water, sometimes we'll, in the summertime, you'll start picking up stuff off the bottom of your well and grit and stuff, and you get a little dirt. So sediment will drop out to the bottom because it's typically heavier than water. It'll follow a solution. So yeah, it's not a big deal. And then we were kind of talking about the fact that, you know, so who's giving your friend a glass of hot water, right?
I might not like say, hey, would you like some hot water? That seems weird. But if they were at, you know, if they saw it happen, you don't want to be like, oh, here's your glass of poison. You know, right. I mean, like that's, right. So
it's typically not bad, but we were also talking about, you know, should you be drinking out of your hot water tap? And there are some people out there that say you probably shouldn't. And I'm not necessarily one of them, but just to let you know, in the water heater, there's this thing called the anode rod. It's a sacrificial element. It's what saves the tank from electrolysis. It's either made out of magnesium or aluminum. Typically it's magnesium, but in some instances we have to install an aluminum one, depending on the chemistry of the water. Because sometimes you have this kind of nasty rotten egg smell that comes out of the hot water. The sulfury smell, and it's usually a reaction with a magnesium anode rod. So we'll put an aluminum rod in there to solve that issue. But then, you know, there's some talk that maybe aluminum might cause Alzheimer's. So you might want to avoid drinking out of your hot water tap. There may be traces of aluminum in there, but it is going to be a really small amount because it's something that, you know, anode rod lasts, you know, typically 5 years.
Right.
So, and it takes a while for it to fall apart. So be trace amounts, but still there's some people don't want to have anything in their water. So, yeah.
So I don't want to like, you know, jump the shark here, but in a few days time, people that are customers of ABT Plumbing, Electric, Heat and Air will get the January newsletter. And in the January newsletter, we just so happen to kind of go into depth a little bit about the quality of your water and why a water softener or a water conditioning system might be a good idea. So look for that, right? That's kind of a on topic by accident. Look at that. So we'll be talking a little bit more about water. So you'll learn more off air about that topic. So Listen, let's pivot. I don't even know what time it is, so you're gonna have to
So
really reel me in here.
we got like a good 10 minutes left. So
Okay.
we got plenty of time. So let's go into the show, because actually you gave me this great list of things last week, and I kind of went deviated on to my own little rant about
You
maintenance and
did rant. You did
how
rant.
much it costs to maintain properties
But in your
and how you should
defense,
budget.
you had just gone through, you were living through a situation where you were supplying maintenance for the property in Minnesota. So to be fair, you had a possible fever, possibly in the throes of
Not
your
possible. I was
sickness.
not feeling well.
Okay. And then you also were going through some stuff. So it was still helpful information. But the goal of us ending 2022, it's so weird, we're about to be in another year, but we thought going into 2023, I thought it might be interesting just to talk about kind of some of the, there are powers that be that will do surveys and ask questions and check in with industry experts, and they compile this information. And I just find information like this informative. It's an interesting point of conversation. I think that this doesn't apply to everybody, right? But there are some trends that they're predicting for 2023. I think these trends might also color how difficult or how easy it is to get certain supplies or things like that. So I just thought, hey, let's just kind of talk about what they think 2023 looks like from this perspective. And that's why I kind of put
yeah,
it
and it's and it's actually timely because, I mean, with interest rates being what they are, not a lot of people are going to be selling their house right now. The market's kind of turning right now. It's a great time to really invest in your home and just keep it up, because you're gonna be living in it for a while. So one thing they've talked about, some of the big trends they see, the biggest trend is going to be approximately 23% of homeowners intend to paint at least one room in their home. So painting is one of those things that, is a real, it's a really good investment. You get a lot of bang for your buck when it comes to painting your house, especially interior, because it changes the feel of the space. I know we just moved into a new space, and it was kind of a aquamarine teal that was definitely not something that we wanted to live in. So it was a little dated. So
it doesn't seem like your aesthetic. It doesn't seem like your aesthetic.
No, we went ahead and painted a nice dove white, which is kind of a grayish white. And it completely changed the vibe, completely changed it. And, if you're thinking about doing any kind of, if you want to kind of refresh your space, painting an interior room is by far the biggest bang for your buck, because it completely changes the feel. And there are a lot of really cool color trends that are going on right now. I mean, we're getting out of a lot of color, more grays and whites and stuff these days than we were back in the 90s and 2000s, where there were a lot more mustards and browns and reds and things like that. So take a look and see what's hip right now, and you can do it. And it's relatively inexpensive. I used to be a painter back in the day in my 20s. So it's, not that hard for me. One of the big things to remember when you're painting is prep, 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 and then paint. It'll take you two or three times the amount to prep that it does to actually paint. So
and clean up.
Definitely prep. Will save you a ton of effort. But if you do decide to hire a painter, there's plenty of really good painters out there. And things are slowing down enough so that people are actually, you can actually find painters these days. I tried to paint our office last year, and I couldn't even find a painter. And finally this year we managed to get somebody in there to paint it. But you're typically talking, hundreds of bucks, not thousands of bucks for a room. If you're going to be painting the entire inside of your house, and you're talking, now you're talking thousands of dollars. But it's something that you can definitely, if you've got any wherewithal and are at all handy, you can pretty much paint your own space, the interior at least. And don't forget to pull those, when you're doing it, pull the electrical covers. And while you're at it, just go and buy some new ones. They're about 50 cents each. Don't even try to reuse them. Just buy new ones. It's so much easier. Bathroom renovation, that's another one. So they figure about 22% of homeowners were planning a bathroom renovation. So there's all sorts of things. There are all sorts of different levels of bathroom remodels. Simply changing a faucet can have a huge effect on the aesthetic of your bathroom, especially if you've got, you know, something that is a very dated finish, like an antique bronze or a shiny brass. Although those are starting to come back again. Shiny brass is coming back again. It's becoming vogue again. Now they have like gold finishes and things. Anyway, a lot of those fixtures tend to show their wear. So, you know, if your faucet's starting to look a little funky, it's starting to show, you know, some of the epoxy's peeling back, and a lot of those finishes, decorative finishes, have a clear epoxy color or paint on them, and you'll get corrosion underneath the paint or underneath the epoxy coat. So just replace them with a new one. And I'm a big fan of chrome just because chrome's never gone out of style. I mean, we've used chrome fixtures since the beginning of plumbing, and it tends to last the longest. So if you are thinking about changing things up, I always recommend chrome as opposed to some other fixture color, just also because of the fact that it doesn't tend to go out of style. So, mm-hmm. and it'll last a lot longer. So, and if you are looking at putting in a fixture, I always recommend not going too trendy, because, you know, a bathroom fixture can last you 20, 30 years. And if you've got something that, like, I remember putting like red faucets in during the, you know, 90s, and you just don't see red faucets anymore. And they were expensive, like growy. I mean, they were like $800 back in the 90s. I was putting these things in, and they were only, you know, chic for maybe like 5 years, something like that. So, and then we start pulling them out. And those things,
honestly, the color red in
red, white, and black. We did a lot of those.
Yeah.
A lot of European faucets in the 90s that were like, and it was just an epoxy coat. And so that peeled off. So, but chrome ones, they'll last. I mean, I still have a chrome fixed growy faucet in my kitchen that's probably like 10 years old. That looks great. Those are some of the remodels. Those are pretty easy remodels. Painting a bathroom, oh my gosh, you can really upgrade your bathroom by painting it. Painting of the vanity, if you've got kind of a, you know, 60s, 70s vanity, just painting it will completely change it, especially if it's like one of those oak ones that everybody has, the contractor grade. Painting it white makes a huge difference.
Those are so ugly. God, those are so ugly. When I see those, I'm like, oh my God, like that just, it takes me right back to the 80s. The 80s. And every time I say the 80s, I'm like, oh, that was not that long ago. And I'm like, oh my God, it was. Like, remember how old you're going to be this year? That really is a long time ago.
Yeah, that's 40 years ago, dude.
That's so gross.
It's a long time ago. But you can do some really simple, you know, bathroom remodels. It's simply, you know, changing a fixture, changing the paint of the vanity, change the hardware. You know, if you got some old funky hinges and handles, again, you're talking about one cabinet. So, you know, two to four hinges and maybe four knobs, depending on if you got drawers and things, can completely change the way it looks.
Hardware is always such a game changer.
Bathroom, you know, towel holders and all that stuff, changing all that stuff up. Again, really simple, but can completely change the look of your bathroom. So you can, you know, they've got figures here for bathroom models from anywhere from $6,000 to $30,000. I've actually worked in bathrooms where it was closer to $100,000. But those are some really high end bathrooms. But you can do it for hundreds of dollars if you do it yourself, and new fixtures, you know, a new bathroom sink, paint the vanity, put new hardware on, change the towel racks and paint and a new shower curtain, and boom. Pretty easy, pretty inexpensive, and you got a nice remodel. And you know what? We only did two and we're out of time. So, wow. All right. So hopefully you find this stuff interesting. We just like went on rambling on. So yeah, this is the in-between show. Christmas and New Year's, guys.
Yeah. Give us a break.
Want to wish everybody a happy new year and a successful 2023 and happy 2023. And we'll catch you guys next time. If you need any plumbing, electrical, heating, and air help, give us a call next week. We're closed this week. But it's
530-230-9092.
Thank you. Auto mind. And then you can find us on the web at easyasapt.com or abtplumbing.com, and find us on Facebook. Please like our page. And with that, we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You Got This. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.